The reading this morning is taken from John 14, verses 1 to 6, and that can be found in page 1082. Thank you. Jesus comforts his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes through the Father except through me. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, once again, a very warm welcome to Christchurch this morning. And it's very good to see you all here as we gather both to grieve and give thanks at the death of our Queen. For many of us, of course, it is the Queen, Her Majesty the Queen, who's been a constant presence for all our lives. We delight in our more senior saints here at Christ Church, but for many of us, most of us, it's the Queen who's always been there, bringing this steady, safe, calm, unifying presence throughout, latterly, especially for many of us, the ever-increasing chaos of pandemic, politics, and indeed global problems. Despite her office, it's clear, isn't it, from all the comments we're hearing and have indeed known throughout her reign, that there was a gracious and godly humility to the Queen, which presumably is why she was endeared to so many. She served tirelessly until the end. Apparently, she only ever rested from opening the red box of briefing papers which she received each day. She only didn't do that on Christmas Day and Easter Day. Always informed, always updated. I read indeed just yesterday that whenever Her Majesty was at Sandringham, she would arrive at church on Sundays with no chauffeur, ceremony or fuss. She'd come in a side door and sit in a pew with everybody else. Indeed, who wasn't touched by that twinkle in her eye, that beaming smile, as she most recently took tea with Paddington Bear on her Jubilee celebrations? And so whilst our current culture questions the place of any authority, and indeed monarchy, and one would struggle, however, to disagree with perhaps Theresa May's words as they shared expressions of condolence in the Commons, Theresa May said this, Her Majesty was an example to us all of faith, of service, of duty, of dignity, and decency. She was remarkable, and I doubt we shall ever see her like again. And so now, our Jubilee bunting has been replaced with flowers and photos and a book of condolences as we appropriately gather to grieve and to give thanks for her life, but above all, to give thanks to God for the gospel that enables Christians to grieve with certain hope. It's all we've already sung and heard and prayed about. We opened our service by saying Psalm 23 together. It'll be very familiar, I'm sure, to many of us, very popular in hymns old and songs new. I'm sure lots of us will indeed have drawn our own personal comfort from its words. But did you notice as we read that some of the words are indeed quite staggering, perhaps even shocking, in the claims of comfort that they offer? Let me read some standout words. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. The royal writer, King David, who penned it, says, even as I walk a dark path, this darkest valley, also perhaps more famously translated as the valley of the shadow of death, even there, On my journey as king, as it comes to an end, he says, even there I won't be afraid. Not because of my station, not because of my power and privilege, but because of God's presence. Because even there, he says, you are with me. You see, far from poetic, superlative sentiments of the psalm, David knows it is the Lord God's presence that makes all the difference throughout life, but above all, in death. And David doesn't seem to just know about God. He's not just assenting to sort of a doctrinal understanding of who this presence in the divine might be. No, he speaks of knowing God. You are with me, he says. It's personal. And it's the same God that so many of us, and indeed our late Queen, know. We've doubtless heard that the Queen's unofficial motto as a royal and to her family was apparently, never complain, never explain. She was famously private on all matters. And so it's perhaps wonderfully and surprisingly and uncharacteristically about how open she has always been about her faith. She said this in her 2011 Christmas Day message. God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, important though they are, but a saviour with the power to forgive. See, it's the presence of God, his sent Saviour Jesus, that brings untold comfort and hope, even in death. For only Jesus' death as Saviour offers us certain hope in our own death. And so you might well have been here a while ago when Johnny helped us picture that as death's dark veil. He had a black blanket, the black shadow of death. And it was Jesus who, if you like, was the needle, and Johnny passed the needle through the shadow of death. And of course, attached to the needle was thread, depicting all those who trust in Jesus and his death to be carried through our death to his life. That is the comfort, that is the certain hope of the gospel which we declare. The hope that changes everything, even in the darkest valley. Now, of course, friends, death can still be foreboding and fearful, certainly tearful. It is still felt, despite this faith, as a dark valley of shadows, which many of us here will know too well, having stood graveside with friends and loved ones. For whilst Christians have certain hope, we of course certainly still grieve. And that perhaps is one reason why Jesus reassures his disciples before his own death in those words which Harriet just read to us from John's Gospel. You see, it's John's eyewitness account that makes clear in the words before Harriet read, Jesus' friends were very confused, very sad, very anxious about all this talk of death, especially of Jesus' own, their 32-year-old friend. And it was into that anxiety before his own death that Jesus said, "So let not your hearts be troubled." And we think, fat chance. And he says, "You believe in God, believe also in me. You trust in God, trust in me." And continues, "For I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You see, to troubled hearts, Jesus offers the certain hope of life with God. It's a broad invitation. No one comes except through me, so anyone who comes to me comes to the Father. when the BBC announced that the Queen was unwell at home and that her medical team had her comfortable. And as we saw the wider royal family descending very quickly to her side, I think lots of us guessed and feared what that would well mean. And yet it was as they said that word, "We're keeping her comfortable," I thought of all Jesus' words that bring this comfort in death beyond anything the best physicians and surgeons could have done by her side, as important as they were. See, the comfort the Queen and indeed all Christian believers know is that anybody and all who truly trust in Jesus, which means hand their lives over to him, he speaks of this untold certainty of eternity spent with him. For as sure as he died and rose, he says, all who believe and trust in him will do the same. And as he declared that assurance, it was clear as we read the eyewitness accounts that for Jesus, death wasn't just a martyr's death. He wasn't simply dying for some political or social cause he really believed in. No, it's plain that death was utterly offensive to him. As the creator of the universe, as the Son of God, death was not what he made. He came to conquer death, for it's death that came from humanity's sin. And so, as the Queen declared wonderfully that Christmas, he's the Saviour, with the power not just to conquer death, but to forgive the sin that causes our death too. He didn't just conquer his own death, but all who trust him to have dealt with their sin on our behalf. For Jesus certainly died the death we deserve, but certainly 3 days later rose again in victory to share the life only he can give. It is a wonderful, glorious, certain hope that we can say of the Queen and indeed all believers, they will rest in peace and rise in glory. No fingers crossed, no ifs, no buts or maybes. Now, of course, I say that, and just like you, I and all of us will know those days of doubt and of fear and uncertainty. And it was one of Jesus' friends, Thomas, as we've heard. He's often known as Doubting Thomas. He wanted to be quite certain there and then of all that Jesus is talking about. We might well feel the same this morning. And so as Jesus says, "Don't be troubled, trust me." Thomas says in verse 5, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way?" It's Thomas, who's often called the Yorkshireman of Jesus' friends. He just wants it plainly spoken. And that's when Jesus turns to him, to them, to us. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And so once again, it is Jesus who assures all who come to him will come to the Father. And so, friends, as I close, as we rightly today grieve and give thanks for the life of our late Queen, it is in the midst of the grief of death that Jesus assures us all of the hope and forgiveness that only Christ offers and that our Queen declared and lived by. It's in knowing Jesus and only Jesus that our hearts need not be troubled, not for her, nor for ourselves or all who know his forgiveness and his salvation. And if that's not yet you this morning, please know it is very good to see you. Please take away one of these John's Gospel. Read an eyewitness account for yourself if you want to hear more of this certain hope of no ifs, no buts, no maybes. To not be troubled in the valley of the shadow of death, but know eternal forgiveness. Please take a gospel, have a read, see for yourself. And for lots of us, let's draw comfort from all that we've heard and said and prayed and sung and know to be true. And as I reflected on all the words that have been shared of Her Majesty's faith, as I've been reading about the number of times she both spoke of her faith and lived it out, well, I pray that when my time comes, your time comes as a member of Christ's church, when we're called home to glory, may there be that same level of confidence shared by our loved ones, our colleagues, our communities, that they might say, both by our words about Jesus and our lives lived for Jesus, that we died utterly convinced of our eternity with Him. Let me pray as we close, and then we'll watch a brief video that's been prepared. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Loving Father, we thank and praise you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for his invitation to put our hands into his as the one who walked through death, but a death on our behalf for our sin, that we might know only your forgiveness, reconciliation, and bring you glory as those called and saved. We thank you for Jesus' warm invitation that all who come was an invitation known by Her Majesty the Queen. We give you thanks for her certain hope, expressed in her words and deeds. We rejoice that she rests in peace and will indeed rise again in glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.